say dramatic and vivid series of eye-catching canvases are providing a bit of a talking point for one Wiltshire church as part of its Lent season. This is St James's Church, which is looking at creativity and is staging an exhibition today of the work of Lorraine Cox. Now, the exhibition was opened by the Bishop of Salisbury, and BBC Wiltshire's Heather Scull has been speaking to him, Nicholas Holton, and the artist about it.
I just want to say congratulations to both of you. Well done for doing it, and well done for putting it on. Thank you.
Well, the inspiration comes from God as I pray and worship Him. He directs me and shows me what He wants me to paint and what He wants me to put onto canvas. I just follow Him.
And do you always follow Him, or do you sometimes say, actually, I'm not convinced about this, God?
Oh, absolutely. We do have many arguments. But he always wins the battle, and he wins it because it looks better when we do things his way, and when we don't follow our own way, we follow him and things turn out right. And these paintings are just a reflection of another facet of that.
I suppose what's happening when we pray is that we are trying to place ourselves in the presence of God, the creator of all. So there's something going on in the process of prayer that links us to the creativity of God. And we become co-creators with God. That's the New Testament image, isn't it? So what's happening in this art, and I think Lorraine has done it brilliantly, is she's prayed this stuff into being. And there's something that sort of, there's a strongly charismatic bit to her. There's a sense of her being taken over by the Spirit almost. And this is stuff which has come through her, but it's more than her. I mean, the way she talks about painting is that it's a prayerful process where something's happening which is of God. Now, that, I think, is close to the spiritual. It is the spiritual process. It is the prayerful process. And it was ever so interesting to hear her talk so directly about that. And it's very vibrant. It's colourful. It's creative. Lots of different textures. And it's part of this church's Lent course, where they're exploring prayer and creativity. It's a good start, isn't it?
I've always been creative, but I've never had... what I feel really is that I've got a purpose now to join my creativity with God and actually produce work that is... It feels more fulfilling, that it has a purpose to it. It's not just a painting on a wall that doesn't speak.
There is a diversity in the Christian life. So, of course, if we look at that picture, we could describe the colours. We could say, I think I'd say there's something like a heart in that. Or is it like a sort of starburst? Is it the Big Bang at the beginning of creation? But you'll see it different, and they'll see it different again. And that's the way that I'm sure that's why we've got four Gospels, because there's one Jesus, but I think it's not sufficient to have just one account. And so we end up with these complementary pictures. You tell me what you see, and I tell you what I see. Somebody else, and somehow Christ comes among us in the conversation, in the midst of us.